from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Another win by the Phillies last night, 3 in a row. The worst is gone. The Phillies are back. Very, very good outing last night by Coby Allard. And the Bats take care of business. A big hit by Trey. Bryce has some good at-bats last night. Castellanos, Weston Wilson, Edmundo Sosa. Good night for the Phillies last night. Kirkering is having some issues. And Estevez looks like he might be a little bit of a high wire act. But for the most part, very nice win over a very, very hot Diamondbacks team to start the 4-game series in Arizona. Of course, tonight, Eagles football is back. We're back. First preseason game tonight, Eagles in Baltimore against the Ravens. And I want to dive into 5 things I can't wait to watch. And I'm excited to see with the Eagles taking the field. So I've been at, I guess it's probably 4 training camp practices with the midday show. And then, of course, you know, open practice last week. So I've seen a handful of practices so far, and I've got a decent feel for some of these guys, but I'm excited to see it in a different setting this time against another team in more of a, you know, real game setting. So tonight, 5 things I'm looking for, and I'm excited to kind of zone in on when I watch the Eagles and the Ravens. Number one is the right guard situation and overall the offensive line depth. All right, so right guard situation, you know, we know this is a Tyler Steen and a Mekhi Becton conversation. I mean, that's what this is right now. And that's the battle. And we'll see if that continues or if they name a starter or whatever. And I'm not sure how much each guy's going to play tonight. But I just pulled up the depth chart, the first one put out by the team, you know, the unofficial depth chart. This was as of August 6th. This is the Eagles depth chart. And I've had the same question for a good amount of time. Is there enough depth on this offensive line? Now, Mekhi Becton certainly adds some depth here, but tonight we're going to get to watch guys like Fred Johnson at tackle, who could be a major name we talk about this year if Mailata or Lane Johnson have to miss time. Trevor Keegan, the rookie out of Michigan, I like him. I think there might be something there down the line. Matt Hennessy, when they sign him for a Temple kid, people thought maybe he could push for a starting job. It seems like he's getting less and less time, you know, with any sort of first-team reps. I'm not sure he's even a lock to make the team. Okay, you kind of go through the names on this depth chart, and you're like, all right, is that enough? Brett Toth, you know, he's been in there a good amount of time. They just signed Nick Gates recently. So I'm looking at the O-line depth because we're going to see a lot of those backups, those second-teamers in the second half. And I do think the Eagles probably are as thin on the O-line, excuse me, in terms of depth as they have been in a long time. They're going to need their starters to stay healthy. The right guard situation, who plays, and is there anyone besides Steen and Becton that could play if needed? You know, think about guys they've had here in recent years. Sua Opeta You know, they've had a good amount of players swing tackles, offensive linemen, and then, you know, just the last couple of years, it'd be Cam Jurgens, you know, a couple of years ago was a backup. Now he's a starter. So it's not just the loss of J.C. Kelsey. It's not just the loss of Isaac Seumalo a couple of years ago. It's them moving everyone up the depth chart. And again, they've got two veteran tackles here. Lane is obviously well into his career now. And Mailata is not young anymore. That, you know, do they have enough at tackle if those guys have to miss a month or so? So that's the first thing I'm watching for tonight is the right guard situation and the offensive line depth, because I do have some question marks there what they have. Second thing is Will Shipley, the running back. So when I went to the open practice a couple Thursdays ago, Will Shipley stood out. He has burst. I think running back is one of the easiest positions as just a fan in the stands, a fan, you know, on the sideline, a, you know, media person, whatever, you know, within, you know, decent distance, you on the sideline watching, and like I have been at practice to pick up on, okay, that guy looks like he's got it, and that guy does it. Now, there's of course more to playing running back in the NFL than just do you have shiftiness, do you have burst, you got to be able to pick up blitz, you got to be trusted by the coaching staff. That's stuff that's on Will Shipley. That's stuff that we're not privy to, and it's why I think Kenny Gainwell will get so many meaningful snaps, because they trust him in pass protection. It's why DeAndre Swift maybe didn't get as many meaningful snaps, because they didn't trust him in pass protection. You know, we'll see how this plays out. We know Saquon Barkley could do it well. Kenny Gainwell could do it well. We'll see where Will Shipley is in his progression. That I can't tell you. Now, we might see some of that tonight against the Ravens, but I do know my eyes told me when I watched him a couple weeks ago, like, oh, there's something there. There's some real shiftiness and burst when Will Shipley gets the football. So that I'll be looking for. And you know, the last time I saw an Eagles rookie running back that I had the, ooh, you know, there might be something more than you think there feeling was, I went to a training camp practice in 2017 and I saw Corey Clement and I said, that guy was undrafted? Like, there's some real burst there. And you know, if you had told me then that Corey Clement would have 100 yards receiving in the Super Bowl that season for the Eagles, I would have said, well, maybe that's taken a little too far. I mean, I wouldn't have bought that. But I saw some bursts. I saw similar bursts last week out of Will Shipley. Excited to watch him tonight. I would think he gets some good run in throughout this game. I mean, I think tonight's going to be the kind of night for Will Shipley where he gets himself 12, 15 touches in the game, backfield, receiving, running the football. I'm excited to see what the rookie out of Clemson does. Third thing I'm looking for tonight in this game between the Eagles and the Ravens are the kickoffs on both sides, how the Eagles defend it, how they go about trying to create plays on the kickoff. Who's back there? Is this going to be Isaiah Rodgers? We had him on the midday show a couple days ago, and he seemed to really be excited for the opportunity to return kicks, and he wants to do it. And I encourage you to go check out the interview, because and you can find it on the midday show podcast feed on Odyssey. You'll find it. You know, Isaiah Rodgers, really interesting conversation with us at training camp the other day. But obviously, corner and starting corner is going to be what he's really striving for. That's his ticket in the NFL to relevance here. But the kickoff thing, he seemed like he thought there was an opportunity there to make plays, that if he can make a guy miss, you might be able to make a play. I'm excited to see if there's excitement to the play, what kind of strategy we see to the play, how often teams actually just kick it back into the end zone and say, just take it on the 30, this isn't worth it. So there's a lot of layers to the kickoff here that I'm really excited to see starting tonight. Now, I did see, I watched some of the, I had the NFL Network on the background last night with the Patriots and the Panthers. I didn't happen to see a kickoff last night. I just wasn't in the room or kind of paying attention when a kickoff happened. And I did watch a couple last week with the Hall of Fame game with the Bears and the Texans. So I have a little bit of a feel for it, but I think this preseason is going to give us a real feel. And I think the NFL is doing the right thing, being very open, it seems like, to potentially changing this. And I heard Sean Payton the other day talk about it, because if this doesn't work, if it doesn't have the intended consequence, or the intended idea, the intention, I should say, for this is to make the play exciting again. You know, the kickoff has become what a couple years ago, how many years ago it was now, the extra point had become. You know, the extra point, team scores a touchdown, and it wasn't a situation where you thought they might go for two. I would walk out of the room, or I would change the channel. I would go to red zone, or I would check my fantasy team, or I'd go get something to eat or get a drink. You knew it was 99.9% the extra point was going through. You'd come back in 3 minutes, after the commercial, whatever, you know, whatever time it is, 2.5, 3 minutes, and the kickoff would be happening. And a lot of times, unfortunately for the NFL, the kickoff would also be boring because it would just be a touchback. So you'd have probably between touchdown and the next play by the other team's offense, you know, you'd have 4 to 5 minutes of nothing. You know, an extra point, easy, kickoff, touchback, commercial in between, and you're just bored. And your eyes are off the screen, and you're going to a different screen. And then we all experience this because we're all distracted all the time anyway, but you're doing something else. I would go get a drink. I'd check my fantasy, all that kind of stuff. So the NFL's trying to bring back the way they did with the extra point, where you have to pay attention because, you know, it's a field goal now and it could be missed. And obviously there's a lot more teams that go for two. The extra point and that point after attempt is more interesting now than it used to be. They're trying to do the same thing with the kickoff. It's got to be an interesting play. Otherwise people will check out. And I am skeptical right now it's actually going to be an interesting play, because if it becomes a play that's returned a lot in the first few weeks of you know, the preseason here, and teams are going crazy with it and making big plays, well, teams just going to kick it to the end zone again. Say, whoa, we're not letting you get to the 45 or 40. Just take it to the 30. So the idea is if that's what happens here in the preseason, the NFL might say, well, touchbacks are 35-yard line now, and that could change the game. I mean, starting on 35 is good field position. I mean, you think about it, with some kickers in the league, like with Jake Elliott, if you start on the 35-yard line, what how many yards do you need for points on the drive? You know, at 15 yards, you're at the 50. At 25 yards, you're at the other team's 40-yard line? I mean, that's remarkable. That is remarkable. Then you're less than a 60-yard field goal. I mean, Jake Elliott makes 55, 56-yard field goals. I mean, you really just need about 30 yards of offense on a drive. If they eventually change it to where the kickoff, the touchback goes to 35, all you need is 30 yards of offense, and most kickers in the NFL on a decent day make the kick. Like, you're 30 yards per drive away from points per drive. And that's not even talking about your touchdown drives, your big plays, just 30 yards. And you should get three on every drive. That's, you know, that should increase scoring in the NFL. So we'll see where that goes and how it plays out tonight. But I'm just watching it aesthetically and then thinking about that. Number four, fourth thing I'm watching on Eagles Ravens is Kenny Pickett. Seems like it's been a pretty blah camp for Pickett. I think he throws a good ball when I've seen him. I think he had some moxie when he was in real situations with the Steelers, you know, game-winning drives. I wonder if he's more of a game player than a practice player. We'll see. But I did see a couple times at camp where he just kind of gets lost in the wash of the pass rush, and maybe because, you know, their guy gets to him in a practice, he just kind of gives up, and in the game, he not. I don't know. I don't know if Kenny Pickett just can't play yet, if this is going to be a wash of a trade, or it's just been a 2 weeks of him just with blah, but he gets into a game and he could play a little bit. I still think there's upside to Kenny Pickett. I like the trade the Eagles made. I think he could help them if Jalen Hurts goes down and he has to play some games. He's number four, but obviously want to see him tonight run the offense. And the fifth thing I'm watching tonight in the Eagles-Ravens preseason game down at M&T Bank Stadium is, you know, I want to see tonight the two of the young receivers, but certainly two guys that have gotten a lot of attention over the past couple of days and maybe a week plus in Eagles camp, because they could be in a rotation, a platoon, if you will, use a baseball term, for the third wide receiver spot. And that's Johnny Wilson, the big rookie out of Florida State, and Britton Covey. Let's start with Johnny Wilson. I said this a lot the last week. I need to get another receiver in here because I don't want to just go into a season trusting a sixth-round pick in Britton Covey. But Johnny Wilson is getting rave reviews. He's getting big reps with the first team. Now, how are they going to use him? Is he going to be a big slot? When he's in, does Devontae move to the slot? Is he more of a red zone on the field guy? Like, if we're using the platoon word here, is he come in when the Eagles are in plus territory and they're on the 25-yard line moving into the red zone and in a big body? Is that his role? And is Britton Covey's role, the other guy I'm watching tonight that's going to possibly take that number three wide receiver job, is he more between the 20s? Is he more third and eight? We need to catch someone, make that catch over the middle. I heard a clip of Go Birds the other day where Elliott and Brandon Lee Gowden were talking about Britton Covey and how it just feels like every time I throw in the football, he catches it. He's become trustworthy. And I think that, you know, the type of player that Britton Covey is and can be, that's what you need to be. That's why, you know, and obviously some of the names I'm going to throw out are high, very high end, but that's why Wes Welker became Wes Welker. Julian Edelman became Julian Edelman. You know, Cole Beasley, to a lesser extent, and probably the more fair comp for Britton Covey, became Cole Beasley. They were trustworthy. Third and six, you know, choice route, and they got to read the defense, go in or out. They are on the same page as the quarterback. They know where the quarterback's going with the football. And if it's a throw in the traffic a little bit, or a guy's open right by the sticks, you know he's going to catch it, and he's going to fall over the first down line for the first down. Trustworthiness. Johnny Wilson is clearly more of the upside and more of the physical, like, wow. But it feels more like Britton Covey could be the steady between the 20s, third and six. We need a first down kind of guy. But I'm intrigued to see these two guys tonight because as of now, my guess would be this is a third wide receiver platoon where they both get snaps. They both get run. You know, if there's 65 snaps or let's just say 60 snaps in a game for an even number to divide, maybe it's 35, 25 in favor of Covey right now, but maybe that could change. And maybe Johnny Wilson shows he's more than just a big body threat, that he's an over-the-middle guy. He's an outside guy. You know, Hugh Douglas throughout the comp the other day, no one thought Puka Nacua could be Puka Nacua until he was Puka Nacua. So these things happen. I'll be watching Johnny Wilson and Britton Covey tonight as they battle for that third wide receiver spot. So the five things I'm watching tonight, the right guard spot and offensive line depth as a whole, Will Shipley, how much burst he has in games, the kickoffs, and what it means moving forward. Are they going to move the touchback up to the 35, which changes offense considerably? Kenny Pickett, how he looks in games, because I thought he looked, you know, pretty blah in terms of practice, though I think he throws a good ball, just, you know, actually running the play and not getting swallowed up by the pass rush. That's been an issue. And then, of course, Johnny Wilson and Britton Covey battling for that third wide receiver spot. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.